It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, I got a whole list, so we better talk fast. Rain in the Midwest, rain regenerating soils in the Midwest, bringing optimism that this crop will get planted into a little bit of moisture because we've been really dry. Demand for corn from China. Last week, China came in and said, we'll take it. We'll take it all. And you can see that in the spreads as May is zooming up higher, faster than July. So watch your corn spreads. Corn spreads are hot. Demand for corn from China is absolutely on fire.
What's not hot with this market then?
Well, Randy, we got a whole list of things here too. Talking to friends in the input business, cost for things like generic Roundup and real Roundup up over 25% in the last few months. Many chemicals, many little parts, just overall equipment cost up a lot. So the cost of doing business in ag has went up just as fast as the market, if not faster. And, of course, when you talk about borrowing money to buy all this expensive stuff, 10-year yields last week at 1.75. And although we had a Fed meeting and the Fed said they're going to keep rates low for the next few years, that they're actually looking forward to a little inflation, the bond market said we're going to start moving higher. So higher rates, cost doing business going up. Also, Randy, on my radar last week, last Thursday, oil down 8%. Now, we'll all take a little lower inputs, but volatility for many is very confusing. So when we have many up days, I mean, imagine if November beans lost 8%, that'd be close to a dollar down move in percentage. So oil having big volatility, and volatility will be the theme of 2021, I guarantee.
It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading, based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk.